Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Do birth better than Seth Godin.
Seth Godin, a well-known marketer and author, has spoken about the importance of shipping in the creative process. In his words, shipping refers to the act of completing and releasing a project or product. However, when it comes to childbirth, the concept of shipping is not applicable. A woman's pregnancy and delivery is not a project to be completed and shipped out, it's a life-changing experience that deserves attention, preparation, and care. In this podcast, we'll explore how women can plan for a positive birth experience by doing it better than Seth Godin.
First and foremost, it's important to educate yourself about childbirth. Pregnancy should not be a time for misinformation or fear. The more you know about the process, the better prepared you will be for the big day. Take the time to research and read literature about birth, attend prenatal classes, and ask your healthcare provider questions. Understanding the stages of labor, pain management options, and medical interventions will allow you to approach birth with confidence and make informed decisions.
In addition to education, preparation is key. Set aside time to create a birth plan that outlines your preferences and desires for labor and delivery. Include information such as who you want present during the birth, your preferred pain management techniques, whether or not you want to breastfeed immediately after birth, and any other specific requests you may have. Ensure that your birth partner or support team understands your plan and can advocate for your wishes during labor and delivery.
Another important aspect of doing birth better is self-care. Pregnancy can be physically and emotionally demanding, and self-care is essential to support your well-being during this time. This includes eating nutritious food, staying hydrated, getting enough rest, and practicing stress-relieving techniques such as yoga, meditation, or mindfulness. Taking care of yourself will not only benefit you but also your baby.
It's also important to understand that childbirth doesn't always go according to plan. Recognize that unexpected situations may arise during labor and delivery, and try to remain flexible. Trust your healthcare provider to guide you through any necessary medical interventions, and keep an open mind about your birth preferences. Remember that a positive birth experience doesn't necessarily mean everything goes perfectly according to your plan, but rather that you feel respected, informed, and supported throughout the process.
Finally, it's important to have a support system in place. This can include your partner, family members, friends, or a doula. Encourage your support system to be there for you throughout pregnancy, labor, and postpartum. If you decide to hire a doula, ensure that you meet with them beforehand to discuss your birth plan and establish a relationship of trust and open communication.
In conclusion, doing birth better than Seth Godin means recognizing that childbirth is not a project to be completed and shipped out, but rather a life-changing experience that deserves attention, preparation, and care. Educate yourself, prepare for labor and delivery, practice self-care, remain flexible, and have a support system in place. Approaching birth with a positive mindset and a plan in place will help you achieve a positive birth experience that you and your family will cherish for a lifetime.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Sophia and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.